Failure to report, cases involving failure to report commercial harvest in accordance with Chapter 4 VAC 610-10. Mr. Grist?
Afternoon again.
Afternoon. Colonel Rhodes, are you going to have a case?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so make sure.
Okay. Earth Commission, we came for you last October with a series of cases along these same lines. We started a new notification system this last year involving two notices by postcard, a notification by letter, a certified mail notification, phone calls, all trying to get missing harvest reports or no harvest reports for a month rectified by a harvester. You'll notice in every attachment 2, 3, and 4 that we started that notification process back last July for the month of April 2011. We got to the point where as of this January, we had not been able to reach any of the individuals and had to send out a Marine police officer with a personal service letter to appear before the commission to get this rectified. So quite a bit of effort on staff from two divisions, Fishery Management Division and the Law Enforcement Division. I understand three individuals are here today. I'll call them up as we have them in the appendix. First case will be Mr. Clarence A. Jewell.
Jewell.
That's a note in your packet. Mr. Jewell was missing reports from March through May 2011. He has, as of today, according to staff, resolved these missing reports. Staff's recommendation, if they were resolved before the meeting, was to be probation for each individual. Begin immediately from this meeting for a one-year period. He has resolved it, and staff will be recommending a one-year probation. What that means is any late report will not go through the same notification system. If he has a late report, we will just invite him back before we.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear testament you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Do you understand what Mr. Grist had to say? Do you have anything you'd like to say to the commission?
Yes, sir. Could you say your name?
Clarence A. Jewell.
Okay.
Clarence A. Jewell.
Do you fish on the Potomac River?
Not yet, sir.
You ever had a reporting problem before the Potomac River Fisheries Commission? Have you ever had a reporting problem at the Potomac River Fisheries Commission? Not really means yes or no, sir.
Not like this, no. I don't think so.
Have you ever been summoned before the Potomac River Fisheries Commission? All right, thank you. Matters before the commission for question, discussion, or action?
Comment,
whatever. Mr. Fox.
I have great difficulty with the fact that we sent Mr. Jewell a series of postcard certified letters and so on, and got no response. It's one thing to come in here and correct the unfiled reports, but it's another thing to ignore the notifications that we were sent out, and I'd like Mr. Jewell to explain why he ignored those notifications.
I wasn't ignoring them. I was explaining to them I had at the time a teenager with a child that I was taking care of, which was back and forth, getting mail. I had a lot of problems with that.
He's already done.
Phone, too. That's why I give them today my cell phone number so they can get.
In other words, anything he can't
touch be,
he can't
with me. She's no longer there either.
That's right. I understand.
I took care of that man finally.
And we wouldn't use any testimony in here against him in a court of law. It's simply.
I see these reports and these letters that we send you as a very serious matter relative to the line of work that you're in. And I understand you've got personal problems.
As far as this, too, probably I had an agent, and there was a conflict between us. We had a misunderstanding exactly who was doing what. He thought I was doing it, and I thought he was doing it. Which that would never happen.
I'm just being hyper aware here. Understood. Further questions?
Not for me.
Well, keep in mind, in all due respect, members of the commission, keep in mind that staff recommendations are just that. They are staff recommendations pursuant to Section 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia. You have the right to revoke up to 2 years. So you, these are recommendations. Further questions? What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Schick. Is there a second to it? Mr. Lane makes a second. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Jewell, don't want to come back because I can tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be revoked. It's going to happen. I'd be willing to bet on it. All right. Thank you, sir, and good luck. Next.
Second case, Mr. Philip Jethro, Jr.
Mr. Jethro.
Same situation as before. Multiple notifications since July. We did not get a response until we sent an officer to Natal, North Carolina, to search him. He had a failure report from April and June through December 2011. He has, as of today, resolved.
Okay. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self God.
Yes, sir.
Anything you'd like to say about the matter?
I did rectify the problem. A couple of years ago, I've had issues with correspondence. I live in Knott's Island.
Right.
Right on the North Carolina-Virginia line. Been a North Carolina waterman all my life. A few years back, I had the opportunity to get a Virginia license. There again, just to cross that imaginary line. 2 years ago, I didn't get my notice to renew my license. I had a P.O. box. Thought maybe that was the issue. Talked with the county. Got a mailbox. Still, the first notice I got of this was 2 weeks ago, a card on my door.
Mm-hmm.
Officer Coppertite left his number. I called him. 9:30 at night, drove up to Virginia Beach to resolve the issue. Take this very serious. This is my livelihood. It's all I've got. And I value this Virginia license. As a kid working with my family members, we always crossed the line. Once I got on my own, I had to stop. So I'm grateful to have that opportunity. Don't want to lose it. As far as reporting, North Carolina, just like Virginia, has a strict reporting system.
Mm-hmm.
I crab in Virginia waters, but I land in North Carolina. It's a huge bunch of laws, both locally and federally. When I dock the boat, I've got three forms. I've got a little pocket receipt that I write with my Virginia number. I've got a North Carolina trip ticket, which is in essence the same as a Virginia harvest report card.
Mm-hmm.
That North Carolina trip ticket has a code they put for Back Bay, indicating it was caught in Virginia. When I came here yesterday to get the Virginia reporting papers, to go ahead and do this year's reports, I found out that we needed 3 years of my reports. I stayed up into the wee hours, turned in today 3 years. All 3 years I've crept. I've not dodged anyone. I've not wanted to be in non-compliance.
Do we have an address now that's a conduit where we can get in touch with you? Absolutely. And you understand the significance of reporting?
100%. I'm totally on page. Now, and I've got one other issue. First, I beg for your indulgence. Please don't put me on probation. This was ignorance on my part. Huh? Now I know, okay, I've got to do the North Carolina and the Virginia. Moving forward, I've got a huge, huge issue. And maybe we could address that later, but I just need help on it. For IRS purposes, this one bushel of crabs I catch today in Virginia, for example, hypothetically, I'm reporting it in North Carolina because I landed in North Carolina. I'm also reporting it in Virginia. Now, that one bushel of crabs, and I know the Resource Commission doesn't care about money, but the IRS does. If I'm audited, they're going to compare my catch versus my receipts. I'm going to show twice as many crabs on hand as what I've been paid for. And that's the era, that's why I've been reporting North Carolina with the Back Bay Code, reporting once, but showing where the crabs were caught. And please forgive me for not having the proper Virginia paperwork. It's intact. From this day forward, it will be, but help me work out the double reporting issue.
Mr. Grist.
Members of the Commission, there is methods for dealing with duplicate reporting between states when you harvest from one state and land in another. Ms. Iverson can help Mr. Jethro get this resolved before he walks out of the building today.
All right, thank you. Questions? Mr. Palmer.
Mr. Jethro, have you gotten any summonses for crabbing this year or 2011?
Yes. 2011, I've got my 255 crab pot license. I've also got my girlfriend crabs part-time. She's got a 255 license. We took a paint pencil, scratched through my number on 255 pots, wrote it on hers. I was issued three citations, went to court, was found guilty for one, paid a $1,000 fine, and again, immediately resolved the issue. I took those pots up.
Back away from the microphone just a little bit.
I'm sorry.
It's really echoing through. Thank you.
I took those pots up, carved my numbers out of them, permanently branded her names, and repainted them another color to resolve that issue. I don't like... North Carolina never had an issue in all my life. I like to be the guy that you look at. You know, he's the one that does right. And this was embarrassing, but I resolved it immediately. And I feel like the officers would back me up on that.
It's my understanding that you got charged with 800 crab pots.
That was the 800. I don't have it in front of me, but it was a significant amount.
It's, yeah. It's also my understanding that on the 4th of July weekend last year, you were quite happily crabbing in Virginia waters and taking them into Carolina and selling crabs.
That's absolutely incorrect. Okay. And I was investigated, and there were no charges. There again, living on Knott's Island, living adjacent to the Back Bay line, we can crab on Sundays in North Carolina.
I know.
And I had an officer investigate this, and she called it, quote, nosy neighbor syndrome. We crabbed that morning. I had a guy meet me at Horn Point. We offloaded crabs that were caught in North Carolina at Horn Point. And then they were North Carolina crabs. They had a North Carolina receipt trip ticket accompanying.
Further questions, Mr. Palmer?
Nope.
Any further questions? What staff recommendations?
Probation 1 year.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Palmer.
This was something that I had spoke to PD about earlier. You've been crabbing 800 pots down there. And I can't talk about hearsay, but you admitted you were crabbing 800 pots down there on a 255 pot license. It's because of you and people like you that the guys from Virginia can't make a living down there. Personally, I like a 2-year revocation.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Motion to revoke for 2 years pursuant to Section 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. License is revoked in Virginia for 2 years effective immediately. You have a right to appeal this decision to the Circuit Court. Thank you. Next case.
Sir. Next case, Ms. Dana Littleston. Ms. Littleston is here with her husband, Keith. Same issues on notification. We received word back from them once the officer had served. This is for failure to report January through December 2011. As of this morning, they have everything resolved except all we have left is a letter being received with her agent for certain months. And we can have that resolved before the end of the day.
What's staff recommendations?
Recommendation, 1 year.
Ms. Olson, you raise your hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you provide. Mr. Littleston, are you going to testify? Do y'all solemnly swear the testimony that you provide be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Would you like to address the commission, Ms. Littleston? Or?
Yes, sir.
Just state your name.
Keith Littleston.
Proceed, sir.
The crabs were reported that I caught on hers in the spring. They were reported on mine. I had to understand I was supposed to either put her card number under mine or done them separately. And I thought we'd put her card number underneath of mine, you know, on a combined report, and it had not been done like that.
Joe, does that sound plausible?
That's the only excuse I got.
It's plausible, incorrect spelling out some of the reports.
I think it seemed quite shocked, Ms. Wollaston, from what I understand.
I'm
a nurse.
The truth is, she gave me a letter around Thanksgiving that they had sent, and I didn't really pay any mind because I really thought I was right. And I didn't call, and that's the truth.
Well, when the government writes you a letter, even when you're right, you need to verify that you're right. Believe me. I mean, if I get one with a state seal or some other seal on it, I'm beating the door down to show them that I'm right.
Tom, I hardly ever
okay.
think I'm right, but I thought I was. Well, I and I have her here today.
Questions of the commission?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
I move to take staff recommendation.
Motion probation. Made by Mr. Tankard for 1 year probation. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Don't let him get you in trouble anymore.
I won't.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.